This is the Greek class, the summer session, final session of our class this evening. This is July the 11th, 1985. We're taking up the lessons 58 and 59. The assignment is from the Baptist Bible Seminary, sponsored by the Bible for Today. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, the teacher, director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey.
Let's open with a word of prayer, shall we? Dear Lord, we thank you for these men that have come tonight to take in this final Greek class. And we pray for Manny's safe journey if he's on his way. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior that loved us and gave himself for us, thine own Son. We thank you for the ability to study this language. Thank you, Lord, for helping my own sickness and illness and continue to raise me up, Lord, to keep me in the hollow of thy hand for many more years of service for thee. Be with these young men as they go forward and forth. Help them on their final as they study, and tonight as they do their lessons. And bless us, Lord, as we seek to please thee and honor thy word in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Help us to shine as lights. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Tonight, 58 59, the last roundup, huh? All right, that's page 56, 58, that's page 209, right? And all we had is a vocabulary there, and the vocabulary, that's all we had, wasn't it? Just those vocabularies?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any other...
Well, we had paragraph 500.
Oh, yeah, 500, okay. And that was the end, just the 500, that was all?
Right.
Okay. All right, let's... are we bothering you there?
No, not at all. I'm bothering myself, it looks like.
Well, I know it's hard to think. All right, let's take a look at the Bisboy review, the vocabulary, page 209. I send away, forgive, or leave, or let is what?
Apieme.
All right, apieme. And then the participle knowing.
Eidos.
All right, eidos, eidwia, eidos. I get the masculine and feminine neuter. And then the participle standing.
Estos.
All right, estos. All right, that's the accent. I mean, that's a rough reading, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, estos, all right. And then the old pluperfect of oida, meaning I had, I guess it would be.
Aiden.
I knew. Aiden. All right, means I knew. Like oida, I knew. I have known, really, I guess it would be. With info. I was knowing. And then I perceive or understand.
Suni emi.
All right, sun plus emi. And then, adverb then.
Tote.
And then the second aorist active of ago.
Egagon.
All right, to lead. And then the bed.
Ekline.
All right, fine. The bed. To incline plane. All right, let's take a look at the other vocabulary, and then we'll go back to...
Yeah, where they get clinic from?
Yeah, I think so, clinic. From just a bunch of beds, that's right. Clinic, that's right. All right, on page 212, the vocabulary, I proclaim glad tidings, or preach the gospel.
Evangelizomai.
And then few, small, or little, adjective, masculine, feminine, neuter.
Oligos.
All right. The coming or the presence.
Eparousia.
All right. Eparousia. Comes from para, which is beside, and usia, the verb on, usa, on, being. Being beside, the state of being beside. When you're beside someone, you're present. See, that's the present. And the sign is what? The sign?
Semeon.
All right. Semeon. Tos semeon. And then adverb today or this day?
Semeron.
All right. Terhemera, semeron. Any questions on that? All right, let's take a look on page 209, paragraph 500, just at the afiemi and the present indicative active. That's all we have on it. All right, take it. Afiemi, afiac. Afiete, afeusi. All right, any questions on those parts there? All right, if not, let's get out our paper and see if we can take the short vocabulary. In the meantime, while I'm doing that, I'll see if I can go out and locate those Hebrew frequency charts there. Steve? All right. Number one. This is lesson number 58, number one. The bed. The theoretical and also the bed. Number two. I send away, or forgive, or leave, or let. Number three, the active of ago. Ago as I lead. Second aorist active, right? Second aorist of ago. Number four, the participle knowing. Knowing. Okay, there's masculine, feminine, neuter in that participle. Number five, the adverb then. Then. Number six, the participle standing. Give us masculine, feminine, neuter on that, please. Number seven, I perceive or understand. Number eight, give me the old pluperfect with the imperfect meaning of oida. Oida is I knew, and aiding is, the other one is I was knowing. All right, that's number eight. Any question on those eight? All right, let's go to the other vocabulary. Final one for lesson 59. Number one is today or this day. Adverb, today or this day. Number two, I proclaim glad tidings or preach the gospel. Number three, the sign, for the article there, the sign. Number four, adjective few, little or small. Give us masculine, feminine, neuter on that. Finally, number five, the coming or the presence. Coming or the presence. Any question on the vocabulary there? I'd also give me the present indicative active of af eimi. Just those six forms. Anything else? All right, let me know when you're finished. Okay, what do we get on those? So the total was 19.
Well, we've got to figure out what the
total of 19
left out of Yoda subscript.
I see.
And here he added a
added one. Okay, take 1 point off, I guess, for for total half each, I guess, something like that. So it's 19 altogether.
It's a little base. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. 18.
So 18 and 19.
Let's see. It
should be 95. 90.
18 divided by 19 equals 95%. That's right. Okay. That's for.
And then this is his last week's, which I corrected.
Okay.
That should have been it.
That would be for last week for the test, huh?
Right.
Okay.
I don't know what the base is on that, but.
All right, we'll give him credit on that. And then this one here, he just got here, is 95%, right?
Right.
Okay. And you got 100?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. And Manny's not here. Okay. All right, let me give you back some of these from last week. Of course, Manny's not here. I don't know whether we got some for you, or I think we may have some for you from a couple weeks ago, Larry. Oh, that's extra.
All right. The other night, I didn't want.
Okay, now, did we... Did you get from the other fellows that what's going to be on the final? Or do you
yeah, I gave
okay, very good. Do you need to go over that or everything all set on that?
I think we're all set.
All right, let me get myself set just so we're both set at the same time. We have Dean Burgon Society meeting next Wednesday and Thursday, but it won't take, it's out at noon, see, but I want to be sure because I got to get it ready before I get that ready, so I want to be sure. We started on lesson 46, is that correct? Lesson 46.
It's my paragraph. Yeah. Page 162.
162, okay. And we take, of course, all vocabularies and exercises. We take vocabulary like we have Greek to English. And all the exercises, as we say. And then on top of that, we had 392, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
future negative active, and middle, right?
Those two. What did you say? All the exercises?
Yeah, you know, all the in other words, all the exercises.
You'll be picking
I'll be picking them up for open book, yeah, like we normally do, yeah.
Okay.
All the vocabulary. My wife is on here. Would you mind getting that for me, Steve? Okay. I didn't know who it was. I thought maybe something important. So we got 392. And then 403, 4, 5, and 6. Is that right? Page 167?
Mm-hmm.
But not 7. Is that right?
Not
4, 7. Okay. And then 169, people say we have 409 and 410. Just those two. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then moving over to... way over to... Where's the next one?
Page
175. Oh, I missed that. 175. Oh, yes, 175. We'd take 1, 2, 3, the four of them, right? Just those
mm-hmm.
first four.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 175. All right, let's move on then to way over to 185. Is that right?
183.
Made zone. 446. Okay, 446. Made zone. And then we go to 185, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we take 452, 1, 2, 3, 4, the first four of them. Right on top of 186, we take that first one.
Three.
All right. And move over to 192, is that the next one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, take those first three, right?
Mm-hmm.
First three in paragraph 462. All right, and then I got 198, is that right? Paragraph 474,
right.
First two. Okay, and then where do we go from there? 209, just that first one, paragraph 500, huh? That's it? And is there anything else? I guess that's it, isn't it? Paragraph 500, okay. So just so we have the thing in mind there, and starting on page 162. All right, that's for next time, and it shouldn't be too long, I wouldn't think. All right, let's take a look at our exercise. That's all we have to do tonight, isn't it? We've looked ahead. There's nothing to look ahead on unless you have some questions on things.
I guess we did that last week.
Yeah, we looked on the optative mood, which is the idea of wishing. And hesitating affirmation is similar to the subjunctive, although a little bit different. So we don't have anything to look forward to there. The principal parts are way back there. So let's go ahead with the exercises and move on from there. Did you get yours tonight, Larry?
Yes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right, so we exchange your paper if you would, and we'll...
Oops.
Looks like we might get out of the world tonight. Our last evening.
Sounds like we'll have time to read the Greek.
Absolutely. Read the Greek. No problem. And just one set of exercise. That's great. Having this last lesson with only one instead of two. All right, let's read the Greek on that. Let me get one more click on my light. Page 208. What do we have there, gentlemen?
Little page, naturally.
Yep, 208, paragraph 497.
You gave me the. Wait a minute.
You got. Is that the wrong one? Oh, I'm sorry.
Page
211. All right, 211. I was on the wrong.
You gave me the wrong thing, too, Larry.
Did I?
Page
505. I mean, paragraph 505. Okay.
I wonder we're so confused.
We know what we're doing.
Sorry about that.
Okay, we're all set, are we? Are we together?
I think.
All right, go ahead and see what that first one says.
Mistotos.
Kai. Huk. Mon.
Formain.
Hu.
Hu.
That's right, hu. Rock breathing, hu.
Hu.
Hu. Uk.
Estin.
Ta. Probata.
Idia.
Theore.
Ton.
Lucon.
Kamanon.
Kai. Abhiyasin.
Ta.
Prabhata.
Kai.
Fevye.
Fevye. What do we have there?
The hireling.
The hireling, Mr. Das, from wages, the wage earner.
Also.
Also.
Not being the shepherd.
Not being the shepherd, or a shepherd. The shepherd understood. Who, of course, is a relative pronoun. Has, he, ha, te.
Yeah.
So in your genitive.
Is that of who?
Of whom, or whose. Uk estin tapra. Whose. The sheep are not his own. See, in other words, whose own the sheep are not. See, the idea is your own things. And of whom is not the sheep.
That idea really threw me. I thought that was a verb.
Idiosity is something that is one's own. And tapragata, his own sheep, see, because it's neuter plural.
How did I do that? I don't think I did that right.
You just didn't put a whose. You just said the sheep are not his own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I thought that was ooh.
It's his own sheep are not of whom. See, whose sheep? And of course, it's the neuter plural takes a singular verb. That's why estin. See, it's ta probata. But when you have a neuter plural, you use a singular verb. See, you say the sheep is. Say the sheep are. Whose sheep? Whose own sheep? It is not. In other words, whose own the sheep are not, actually, what it is. Whose own the sheep are not. All right? Now what's that?
It's a strange construction.
It is a strange construction.
Theory.
A theorem, a theory. Sees the lukon. The wolf.
Coming.
And fleas or leaves. Or
leaves.
Leaves the sheep and fleas.
He leaves the sheep and fleas. Okay? Any questions on?
I guess the sheep have fleas.
Yeah, how about the fleas?
Good. He sees the sheep and fleas. That's pretty cool.
He's bulldog. Yeah, that sounds good. All right, number two. Any other questions on one? Number two. Read that Greek, please.
Dia.
Tuta.
And.
Parabolais.
Altois,
Lalo,
Hati,
Lepontes,
U,
Lepusin,
Kai,
Akuantes,
Uk,
Akusin,
Ude,
Suniusin. Alright, what do we have there?
Through this.
Through this or because of this, on account of this.
In parables. To them I speak.
I speak to them in parables. On account of this, because of this.
So that
in order that
seeing they see not.
They are not seeing, or they may not see, and
hearing they hear not.
They hear not. Nor yet or neither. Ude.
Couldn't remember that, and it's not in the vocabulary.
Or and not, if you wish, and not, or nor yet. Sun iusin is what?
Understand.
Do not understand. Okay. Sun iusin, or not understand. Any questions on number two?
That was nor yet or
nor what? Yet, uh-huh. Nor yet.
Or what was
or not yet, or neither. Either one, neither. Ude.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on two? All right. Let's take the Greek on three. Read that, please.
Agomen.
Kai.
Emes.
Kena.
Apophanomen.
Metaltu. All right. What does that say? It's reportatory subjunctive. From ago, to go.
Let us go.
Let us go. See.
and
Kai, also we. Let us go also. Let us go also. See, in other words, hemes, an emphatic position by the very fact that you don't need the hemes, but mm-hmm. it's emphasized. Let us go also. Kai. Hina.
So that
or in order that
we may die with him.
See, isn't that something?
Sounds like Peter.
Sounds like Peter. Any questions on three? All right. Number four. That's a long one.
Tigar.
Estin.
Ek.
El Kapoteran. All right.
A pain.
Afientaisu.
Hi.
Amartiai.
A pain.
Egera.
Kai.
Paripate. Paripate. Question mark. All right.
Egere, Aron, Sun, Oikon, Sue.
Any questions? I got the reading. Let's see what that translates. That's a long one. Tigar.
For what?
That's right.
Is
well beaten. Easier, of course. Well, but L is well, and Kupto is to hit or strike. What is easier, struck or hit? Or struck off, in other words, easier?
To say.
Again, that's it. Hi, Hamartiai, Sue, the sins of you. Your sins are forgiven. Afienta. Right?
Or to say.
Arise.
And walk.
And walk. Or walk around. Okay? Paripatai.
But so that,
in order that.
Edete.
You might know from oida, see.
Okay.
From oida. Edete. That's the subjunctive. That he may know
that. Power
or authority. Power, authority.
The son of man has authority or has power.
Upon the earth. To forgive sin.
Beautiful power is to forgive sins.
It also tells you why miracles are performed in that age.
Yes. That's good. To show that he has power in the forgiveness. Talk to Legge.
Then he says to the paralytic.
He says, where's this footnote? Well, that's footnote one, Legge, yeah. But it doesn't say footnote one about Pliny.
I know, they're one line off. It should be with the Pliny. And yet, I don't even know why they did that, because it was in the vocabulary. So, I don't know.
In other words, there shouldn't be a footnote here, just one line down. Okay. Yeah. Then he says to the paralytic, is that what you said? Okay, go ahead. Egere.
Arise.
Arise. Aramsu. Think the name.
So take up.
Take up. Take your lift up. Carry.
Take up of you,
from Iros.
Take up the bed of you.
Take the bed. Mean? Take up your bed, huh?
And you hug as that go.
Go.
Into
go the, away.
Into your house.
I go into your house.
Now that Aron throws me
from Iros. Yeah, aorist imperative.
Aorist.
From Iro.
An aorist imperative has an on?
Yeah.
I believe so. Let's take a look and see. Aorist imperative. If it's second aorist, let's see. No.
Should it be U?
Ayaran.
I wonder if that's a misprint.
Ayaru, in other words.
I never see a misprint where I think there's a misprint.
Right. It's always me.
Ayaran. I just.
There it is. First aorist, active imperative of Luo is Lusan.
Where do you see
Lusan,
that?
On page 169, 4 of
yes, he's right. Look at that. There's Lusan. There it is.
Lusan.
That's it. Imperative. First there is Lusan. So that's the ending.
Though.
Well, but the ending on, Iro, see? Iro ends in on, see? Because it doesn't have a sigma. And this is Luo, the sigmatic. This is a non-sigmatic aorist, see? Non-sigmatic first aorist. So it doesn't have a sigma.
What's the sigma? Oh.
So it doesn't have a sigma, see? Yeah. See, most of the first aorists have the sigma, like Luso, Elusa.
So much for the misprint, huh?
Yeah. So that would
every
be
time.
Your, that would be what you got there. All right. Let's go on to number 5 then. Read the Greek first. Any other questions on 4? All right, 5.
Kai
Teore.
Ton.
Esun.
Estota.
Estota.
Kai.
Kai.
Uk.
Uk.
Ede.
Ede.
Hati.
Jesus.
Estin. Alright. What does that say?
And he's Jesus. And he saw Jesus.
And he saw Jesus.
Standing.
Standing. Estota. Kai.
And he knew not that.
And he knew not.
That it was Jesus.
That was Peter, right? Saw Jesus standing. He didn't know there was Jesus. And that Aidan is like.
I even thought it maybe was Mary after he had risen from the dead. Saw him standing.
Oh,
could be.
Oh,
Peter.
That could be. It could be, yeah. But it says and she saw instead of he. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe it was Mary and John, huh? Instead of Peter.
Yeah, after he
yeah,
risen from the dead.
I think that's right. Any other questions on 5 and comments? All right, let's
no, oh, no, wait. Yeah. There is one thing, and that's the S10. That everything else is in the past, isn't it? Or
yeah.
In the years?
Well, Taure is present, and he sees Jesus standing.
Yeah, yeah,
and
Jesus.
He was not knowing that it is Jesus. In other words, that's indirect discourse.
Mm.
He says, I don't know that it is Jesus. When you look back at it, I don't know that it was Jesus, but the verb is still in the present because that's the way you would think of it as you see it in that time frame. Is it Jesus? It is Jesus, Estensi. But he didn't know that it was Jesus. When you talk about something like that, it was he was, but the indirect discourse preserves the present tense from that. But you could translate it, he didn't know that it was Jesus, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's perfectly permissible. One of the present tense translations is a past in that same sense. All right, anything else on number 5? All right, if not, let's go to number 6. Read the Greek.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Un.
Eidos. Eidos.
Panta.
Panta.
Ta.
Hamana.
Ep.
Auton.
Exhalten.
Exhalten.
Kai.
Lege.
Altois.
Tina. Zetete. All right, what do we have there?
Then Jesus.
Jesus then, or Jesus therefore. Eidos.
Knowing.
Knowing. Panta da chamana.
Much, is that much?
All right? Things. The pans, pas, pasa, pans. The all things. From pasa.
Oh, yeah.
Pan, jersey.
Pan, jersey.
And panorama. And the pan-American. And all, you know, pan, for all. So, knowing all things, panta in the neuter plural, taya chamana, which were coming upon him, see? All mm-hmm. things which were coming. Epauton, see? All right? Jesus knowing all things from him. Exhale, then, would be what you see?
I said I must have.
Oh, you did?
Exhale,
oh.
Then.
So, erkamai is to go, and ex to go out. So he went out.
He went out, and he said to them.
He says to them, but it would be he said in indirect discourse. He said to them,
Who do you seek?
What
do you seek?
Whom seek ye? This would be whom, probably. Personal. Tina. What would be probably teak, the antenna. Whom do you seek? Who are you seeking? Who are you looking at for? All right, any questions on that one there? Number six? All right, if not, let's go to number one of the English to Greek. We saw him standing in the boat. To see, of course, is horao, and saw would be Adon, right? So we saw the what?
Adoman.
We saw him,
Alton,
standing.
Hestos,
right? Saw him stand. Hestota.
That's what it was in number five.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, number five, you're right, Hestota. Standing, all right, standing in the boat. Boat would be ployon, I guess, would it not? The ployon?
Ployo,
would it be? Ento ployo. Or would your substitute? Omega Yosef. All right, any questions on number two, or number one, right? All right, if not, let's go to number two. He said to the man, thy sins are forgiven. First he said, the verb to say is farao. So let's be past, be what he said.
Epe.
He said to the man. Man, of course, is aner, or anthropos, if you wish.
To anthropo.
The sins of thee are forgiven. Of course, forgiven is apiemi.
Be high.
High.
Hamartiai are forgiven. Do su in there.
That's a su, that's right. That would be af iusi, right? Are forgiven. Af iusi. That third principal part, plural, third part.
No, that. Don't you have to do a passive on that?
Yes, but do we have a passive?
Yes.
Well.
Yeah, because they are forgiven, not.
Yeah.
I think it's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there a passage? I thought I found one.
Yeah, present.
Oh, yeah, present indicative, middle, and passive.
Afiantai, that's right. Present indicative, middle, passive. Afiantai. That's right. Are forgiven, that's correct. Rather than just forgive, they are forgiven. All right, any questions further on Afiantai or that other number? Our number three, I knew not who it was. First to know is Oida, but the pluperfect would be Aden. So this would be what? I knew not.
Aden
would be the same form. Aden or Uk Aden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uk Aden, who it was?
Would it be Han?
Did not know who it was. Tis would be who, but that's an interrogative tis, so it'd probably be
unless you were doing an indirect
discourse, or hon, yeah.
Tis,
yeah, I suppose tis, indirect tis would be tis, estin, who it is, but who it was would be
ain.
Ain, all right. Tis ain, who it was. Any questions further on three? All right, number four, and the final one. They led the servants to the house. The lead is ago, and of course the heiress would be Agagon, wouldn't it? So they led would be what?
Agagon, right.
They led, same as the first singular. They led the servants, Huperetes' servants, or douloi, or what do you want? What do you got?
I got
Doulos, right? They led the servants, the fugitive, to the house. Ace. Ton oikon, is that house? Ace ton oikon.
To oiko.
All right, that's good. Just toiko. Yeah. To the house. That's good. You don't have to get the ace. Just go toy oiko. To oiko, right?
Mm.
And then you lock it in Mr. Randall Day. Good. All right, any questions on any of those? All right, the total base is 144 tonight.
Really?
And
in number three there.
505. Yes?
number three there, that tis. You couldn't use a relative pronoun rather than...
Number three, yeah, you can, I think.
Yeah.
I knew that not to who it was. You say hon or hos, something like that to me. I did not know who it was.
Yeah, that's a neuter, ha, isn't it? Isn't ha neuter?
Ha's neuter, yeah.
Oh, I used the...
You used the what?
I was thinking that was the masculine.
Instead of hos.
Instead of hos,
I'm
yeah.
I'm going to have to dock you for that.
144 points, I don't think you'll mind.
He likes hungry.
Well, all right. What do we have? We got 144 as our base.
143 for Larry. I'll give him a break.
143. Okay. 99%, that's great.
See, right. He's got a 143 also.
So that's the same.
I'm not giving him a break.
All right, good. Both of these did very well. Pass them back, and we finished. We get them for up. All right.
Thus ends another
wonderful time with you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. We'll have one more session of the final, and that will be it. And might as well go home early and get some sleep or study up or something for the final.
I like the first idea better.
Yes. See your wife, children, and have some supper or something. All right, any other questions you have before we depart for tonight? Say hello to Manny when you see him. Tell him we missed him.
Yeah, he'll be sorry that he missed the short one.
Oh, boy. That's sure. All right, everyone, would you please close in a word of prayer as we close our free class tonight.
Dear Father, we thank you, Lord, for this long year, but for all the benefits that we've obtained from learning the lessons in Greek. And we ask that you would please be with us in our personal study and helping us to learn more from your word, especially from the languages Hebrew and Greek, that we can better understand your word and apply it to our lives and teach it to our families and to those who take instruction from us. We ask that in all things that we do that you would help us to be clean and fit for your use so that we might be of benefit and of service to you. We thank you for the blessing of helping Dr. Wade in his health, and we ask that you would continue to do so and be a blessing to him as he has many more years to serve you and to teach other people your languages. We thank you for his blessing for this year and also the blessing you've been to our families and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Very good. Good to see you, fellas. Keep up your good work. We hope you have good success next year.